الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك من سواك. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم ربنا حبلنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين. اللهم انا نسالك ايمانا مستقيما وفضلا دائما ونذر رحمته وعلما نافعا وعقلا كاملا وقلبا منورا وتوفيقا احسانا وتوبة نصوحا وصبرا جميلا وأجرا عظيما ولسانا ذاكرا وبدنا صابرا ورزقا واسعا وسعيا مشكورا وذنبا مكفورا وعملا مكبولا ودعاء مستجابا وجنة الفردوس نعيما برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل ادعوا الذين زعمتم من دونه فلا يملكون كشف الضر عنكم ولا تحويلا. أولئك الذين يدعون يبتغون إلى ربهم الوسيلة أيهم أقرب ويرجون رحمته ويخافون عذابه إن عذاب ربك كان محذورا. وإن من قرية إلا نحن مهلكوها قبل يوم القيامة أو معذبوها عذابا شديدا كان ذلك في الكتاب مسطورا. وما منعنا أن نرسل بالآيات إلا أن كذب بها الأولون. وآتينا ثمود الناقة مبصرة فظلموا بها وما نرسل بالآيات إلا تخويفا. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Allah Azza wa Jal in verse 56 mentions, قُلِ ادْعُوا الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُم مِّن دُونِهِ. Say, call on those that you consider as gods besides Allah. So obviously the mushrikeen of Makkah were worshipping idols and statues, and they considered them to be their gods. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala then challenges them, call on them, see if they respond. Statue, they cannot even benefit themselves, how they're going to benefit anyone else? So then Allah mentions here, فَلَا يَمْلِكُونَ كَشْفَ الدُّرِّ عَنْكُمْ وَلَا تَحْوِيلًا. They are unable to remove difficulties from you. So if you're in any difficulty, hardship, you call towards the statues and idols, they'll not be able to remove those difficulties. Nor can they alleviate them. Further, Allah Ta'ala makes a mention, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ يَبْتَغُونَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمُ الْوَسِيلَةِ. Those that the idolaters call upon also seek a means to approach their Rabb. Who of them shall be closest and they aspire for his mercy, وَيَخَافُونَ عَذَابَ, while feeling his punishment. إِنَّ عَذَابَ رَبِّكَ كَانَ مَحْذُورًا. Undoubtedly the punishment of your Rabb is frightening. Basically, many of these mushrikeen used to also worship angels, jinnat. So they'll consider anything to be gods. Anybody? And there are also certain people in the dunya nowadays, they're the god. They worship trees, animals, snakes, anything. Anybody? So Allah makes a mention of all this here. Anybody? Allahu Akbar. Allah also in this verse makes a mention that we should have that much hope in Allah's mercy, and we should also be that much fearful regarding the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is part of iman. One hadith Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, Al-imanu bayna al-khawfi wa raja. Iman is between fear and hope. We should have that much fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but at the same time, completely don't be despondent and despair in the mercy of Allah. We should always have this approach that Allah will forgive. That's why ulama also mentioned, in the early part of our lives, the fear should overwhelm the hope in Allah's mercy. We should have constantly fearing, because that time we're more prone to committing sins and guna and whatever. And as you get older, then obviously we're getting closer to the end of our life, that umid, an aspiration in Allah's mercy, that should overwhelm. So that Allah Ta'ala will forgive. Inshallah Allah will forgive. Inshallah Allah will forgive. Because otherwise, in old age, when a person gets despondent, he doesn't want to do any ibadat. He doesn't do any worship. He completely loses hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why as we get older, our hope in Allah's mercy should actually increase even more. Because yes, Allah Ta'ala can forgive anyone. Who knows? As long as we try our best to change. That's why in the verse of the Quran Kareem, He says, Toba, illadhi amru tabu wa aslahu, and you also rectify yourself. There are certain people, what they do Toba a lot. They repent, but they don't change. So Allah is saying here, do Toba, but then also try to change yourself. That is the most important thing. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, is a very famous incident, mashallah. And he had so much yaqeen on these statements of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that iman is between fear and hope. And he said, if on the day of Qiyamah an announcement is made that everyone shall enter Jahannam except for one person. As Umar mentioned, I have that much hope in Allah, I'll be that one person who enter Jannah. And they say, if an announcement was made on the day of Qiyamah that everyone shall enter Jannah except for one person, then I have that much fear in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'll be that one person left who will enter Jahannam. May Allah ta'ala protect us. So constantly we should be worrying at the same time, but at the same time hope in Allah's mercy. Allah mentions, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not despair in the mercy of Allah ta'ala. Never despair. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah forgives all the sins. Nothing is beyond Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even though that person who thinks, by I am completely doomed and groomed and no way chance, I've committed so many sins, and shaitan will try to do a playback of our life. You did this, you did this, you did this, you did this, you're a goner. You're a goner. Waste, don't bother. Even if you go to masjid for the rest of your life now, it's not going to really help anything. And even if you do, you're just doing showing off. This is how shaitan plays. Anybody? No. Because shaitan, what he doesn't like is tawbah. What he doesn't like is coming to the house of Allah. Anybody? Remember, the doors of a house of Allah is always open for everyone. Grave sinner, who they may be. Anybody? Don't even think, by what's the point of me doing one namaz? I'm just about thousands and thousands. One namaz, what difference may? Who knows our maghfirat could lie in that one namaz? Who knows that our maghfirat could lie in that one sijda, in that one ruku, in that one subhanallah, in that one Allahu Akbar? If it's done with sincerity and ikhlas, that is the most important thing. Anybody? So never ever underestimate Allahu Akbar, any ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even how insignificant it may be to oneself, in the eyes of Allah, one subhanallah carries so much weight as well. One Allahu Akbar carries so much weight as well. That's why it's mentioned that when we are coming for salah, we missed our rakat, and the imams have been sijda. He's done one sijda. Let me wait for him to finish the second sijda, and then I'll join. Even go enter the namaz and join the imam even in that one sijda, our maghfirat could lie in that one sijda as well. Why deprive yourself? Allahu Akbar. Anybody? So every ibadah you can do, no matter how guna, sometimes people buy, I don't have a beard, I don't have Islamic clothes, you don't look good, me do it. No, it doesn't matter. That doesn't mean you can't do good deeds. That doesn't mean that you can't do nek amal salih. Allah, any amal salih. Yes, that is another amal that you need to protect, rectify yourself. But that doesn't mean you can't do any good deed. Allah Ta'ala loves everyone that goes towards good deeds and amal. That's why Quran Kareem is filled with wa'amilu salihat. Doing good deeds, carrying out good deeds. Helping one another. So never ever be despondent. Never ever. Allah's mercy is always upon us all the time. May Allah give us a tawfiq. وَإِن مِّن قَرْيَةٍ إِلَّا نَحْنُ مُهْلِكُوهَا قَبْلَ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ أَوْ مُعَذِّبُوهَا عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا. We should destroy every town before the day of Qiyamah, or severely punish it. كَانَ ذَلِكَ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَسْطُورًا. This has been recorded in the book. Allahu Akbar. Basically, before the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will destroy the whole of the world. Everyone will be destroyed. But when will the world be destroyed? When there's not a single person left on the face of this earth to recite the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. What does that mean? That shows the whole existence of this world is because of Muslims. The world exists because of Iman Wale. The world exists because of the believers. When there's no believers left on the face of this earth, Allah will destroy the dunya. That shows every person who's got the kalima in his heart, how precious he is in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at his mercy. That itself is Allah's rahmat, Allah's mercy. Subhanallah, my banda is there, he's got the kalima in his heart, I'm not going to destroy the world yet. Allahu Akbar. So obviously you always get people, let's destroy Islam, destroy Muslims. When that happens, the world will not live anymore. Allah will have no need for the dunya anymore. Subhanallah. That shows that even the wujud and the existence of believers and mu'mineen and musulman is a rahmat and mercy as well. Every believer is rahmat and mercy. May Allah give us the tawfiq to understand this. Anybody? And then when everything will be destroyed, and the trumpet will be blown, and then the qiyamah will take place. Anybody? Then the qiyamah will take place. And that is the day that we should always be preparing for. Anybody? To show our face to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anybody? That's why in one hadith it also mentions the last town to be deserted before the day of Qiyamah will be Madinatul Munawwara. And all the other towns and cities will be deserted before the day of Qiyamah. Everything will, the last town to be deserted, it's mentioned in the hadith of Mishkat, will be Madinatul Munawwara. Allahu Akbar. That's why the hadith of Bukhari, Abu Huraira reports a beautiful hadith that he heard from someone saying, people will leave Medina in a very good state. There should be only wild animals in search of food. The last to be brought there will be two shepherds of the Banu Muzayna tribe who will head for Medina calling to their flocks. When they arrive, they will see Medina deserted and they will drop dead on their faces upon reaching Saniyatul Wada. Allahu Akbar. According to another narration, they will only find wild animals there. Allahu Akbar. Imam Muslim's late commentator, Imam Nawawi Rahimullah, says that this incident will occur just before the day of Qiyamah. Just before the day of Qiyamah. Further, Allah Ta'ala makes a mention, وَمَا مَنَعَلَىٰ أَن نُرْسِلَ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا أَن كَذَّبَ بِهَا الْأَوَّلُونَ وَآتَيْنَا ثَمُودَ النَّاقَةَ مُبْصِرَةً فَظَلَمُوا بِهَا وَمَا نُرْسِلُ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا تَخْوِيفًا. The only factor that prevented us from sending signs was that the former people had denied them. We granted the camel to the Thamud, Allahu Akbar, but they treated it unjustly. We sent signs only as a warning. There's a hadith by Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, reported by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad and Imam Nasai and Tabrani. He narrates that the Meccans requested Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because obviously when Prophet was giving them tabligh, he said, no, we're not going to accept. What we want you to do first is transform the Mount of Safa into gold. Only then we'll believe. And remove all the mountains from Makkah so that they could cultivate the land. Allahu Akbar. Look at these preposterous claims and demands. They said that they would believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if he did this. So then Allah ta'ala informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if he wanted, Allah could grant them respite. Allahu Akbar. And not fulfill the request. Otherwise, he could fulfill the request for them. But if Allah ta'ala was to fulfill the request, and then after that they don't bring iman, Allah would destroy them all. Because it was Allah's rule and principle that if they want to see miracles, yes. But then you have to bring iman after. Otherwise, that whole nation will be annihilated. Allahu Akbar. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could not bear them to be annihilated and destroyed. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Allah, give them respite. Give them a bit of time. Give them a bit of time. Allahu Akbar. And that's why many times the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not send many, many miracles. Although certain prophets, even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, showed many miracles, but they could have shown many more. But for this reason, that was also a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that was all due to the barakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. That's why in one verse, Allah ta'ala makes a mention, praising Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. Allah ta'ala would not punish them as long as you are among them. Who? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he also mentions, for me and you, مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبُ وَأَنْتَ فِيهُمْ مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And Allah will not punish your ummah as long as they keep on doing istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, seeking forgiveness from Allah. Some ulama also mention that as long as there are people there implementing the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they got Rasul within them, meaning Rasul's life is embedded in their life, then Allah's azab will not come. And they continue to do istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, then Allah's punishment will not come. If you look at it now, we are in one way we are saved from Allah's punishment. There must be so many pious people still around even in the dunya now who are doing a lot of istighfar, constant istighfar, and constantly implementing the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala accept. Further, Allah Ta'ala makes a mention, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لَكَ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ أَحَاطَ بِالنَّاسِ وما جعلنا الرؤيا التي أريناك إلا فتنة للناس وشجرة الملعونة في القرآن ونخوفهم فما يزيدهم إلا طغيانا كبيرا. إن شاء الله we'll continue with this verse إن شاء الله next week إن شاء الله. May Allah give us التوفيق. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشكرك ونتوب إليك.